One interesting aspect of working in Canberra, which I enjoy, is the opportunity to visit embassies and meet ambassadors and high commissioners. Canberra is home to 106 embassies and high commissions. Yesterday I attended a lunch function at the Commonwealth Club and heard the new ambassador of Timor-Leste, Her Excellency Ms. Ines Maria del Almeida, deliver a very interesting speech. She talked about the new developing relationship between her country and Australia. The ambassador I have most contact with is the Irish ambassador. Not that he actually is really from my country, because I'm the north of Ireland, part of the UK, but anyway, we'll not go into the politics behind that. But I chat to him fairly frequently about all matters Irish, as you would expect. His name is His Excellency Mr. Brendan O. Coalia. Don't ask me to spell it. I could spell it, but you wouldn't remember how to repeat it after me. An Irish name. One of our members here at St. Andrews, Ian Biggs, was until recently the Australian ambassador to Iran. Back in October 2017, just this time of the year, Carolyn and I spent a holiday in Iran and made our base at Ian and Christine's embassy residence in Tehran. During that time, I gained an insight into the life of an ambassador. What an interesting life, but also a very demanding life it is. According to the Apostle Paul, each Christian has been given the responsibility to be an ambassador. Listen to these words recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20a. Paul says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors." We are ambassadors for Christ in this world. Three things I want you to notice about an ambassador. Number one, an ambassador is a representative. An ambassador is a high-ranking diplomat who represents a nation in a foreign country. He or she has been appointed to represent their head of state. An ambassador stands in the place of the one they represent. An ambassador never acts on his or her own authority. The first thing an ambassador does is to present his or her credentials. When an ambassador travels abroad, he or she takes a letter from the sovereign of their home country, which they hand to the head of the foreign country that they have gone to. The letter requests the foreign government to accept them and trust them. An ambassador then gets in touch with members of the government of the foreign state. He or she spends time among people who usually speak a different language, have different traditions, and have a different culture and way of life. An ambassador is responsible for looking after his or her country's relations with the foreign state. He or she stands upon their dignity and maintain the greatness of the head of government they represent. An ambassador resides in the embassy or ambassador's residence and works in the embassy located in the capital city. The embassy is regarded as a small territory of its country and is not subject to the local laws and customs. An ambassador is protected inside the embassy while he or she is living and working there. Australia sends ambassadors to most countries around the world, as well as to the United Nations. We are Christ's ambassadors. As ambassadors of Christ, we represent his kingdom in the world. We must present our credentials. We have them listed for us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9a, from the Contemporary English Version. But you are God's chosen and special people. You are a group of royal priests and a holy nation. As Christians, we do not speak in our own name. We do not act on our own authority. We live in the world and take part in the life and work of the world. As citizens of heaven, we live as strangers in this world, which spiritually is a foreign country. We live among people who have different values and standards. As Christians, we are different to worldly people. Our lifestyle must stand out as distinctive. We are in the world, but not of the world. We must maintain Christian standards in the world. As Christians, we are called to work in an embassy called the church, which is a territory of heaven here on earth. We are protected within the security of the church. We read the words of Jesus in Matthew 16, verse 18b, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Within the church, we are able to worship God, enjoy fellowship, and receive encouragement, and feel safe. I trust that we are experiencing all of these blessings here today. Secondly, an ambassador is a spokesperson. An ambassador's task is to convey messages to a foreign government. An ambassador does not speak in his or her own name. What he or she communicates is not their personal opinions or suggestions, but simply what they have been instructed to say by their head of government. An ambassador speaks with authority. When meetings are held with foreign politicians and dignitaries, it is the ambassador who has the delegated authority to speak on behalf of his or her country. They must be careful about what they say, but firm in their resolve to accurately represent the will of their government. Every day, an ambassador receives messages from his or her government, and they send messages to it in return. Paul regarded himself as a mouthpiece for Christ. Let me read the words of our text from the Contemporary English Version. Paul says, we were sent to speak for Christ. Paul called upon the Christians in the church at Corinth to convey a message of reconciliation to an unbelieving world. We must do the same. In Christ's name, we must call upon people to accept the reconciliation made possible for them by the death of Christ, and to enjoy the pardon and peace that such reconciliation can bring. In our daily contacts with people, we should be using our conversation to share the gospel of good news with them. We should all be evangelists who speak up for the gospel. Thirdly and finally, an ambassador bears the honor of his or her country. An ambassador has the honor of his or her country in their hands. The country they represent is judged by them. Their words are carefully listened to. Their actions are closely watched and scrutinized. Christians have the responsibility to defend the official position of heaven. The honor of Christ is in our hands. By our words and deeds, people can think more or less of Christ. We must take a stand for Christ and never be ashamed to say that we belong to Him. We must uphold the uniqueness of Christ, that He is indeed divine, the very Son of God. Had we been singing today, we would have been closing our service with Isaac Watts's hymn, "I'm Not Ashamed to Own My Lord." Beth played it beautifully for us in the musical interlude. What appropriate words for our theme today. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord or to defend His cause. Maintain the honor of His word, the glory of His cross. We are Christ's ambassadors. I don't suppose that any of us here will know what it is like to live in an embassy in a foreign country. It's highly unlikely that we will ever be involved in political diplomacy with other nations. But as Christ's ambassadors, we can be involved every day in Christian diplomacy. It is an immense privilege to be an ambassador for Christ in this world. Let's get on with the task and carry it out to the best of our ability, so that through our Christian diplomacy in this foreign world, many people we come into contact with will be given the opportunity to hear the good news of the gospel and believe it for themselves. May we all be good and faithful ambassadors for Christ. Amen.